North Korea is already under UN sanctions for conducting banned nuclear tests in the past. That is why Washington said it was inappropriate and an implied threat when North Korea offered to halt further nuclear tests if the U.S. agreed to suspend joint military drills with South Korea. North Korea's deputy UN ambassador, Ahn Myung-hoon, says by rejecting this proposal, the U.S. is reaffirming its hostile intent.
By refusing to accept our proposal of the government of the DPRK, the United States has shown once again that they will continue to increase attack military capabilities in the South Korea, while requesting us to not to have our own national defense capabilities.
Since the Korean War ended with a ceasefire and not a formal treaty in 1953, the two sides technically remain at war. The U.S. maintains a large military presence in South Korea, and the two regularly conduct joint military exercises. Relations between the two countries have grown more tense following what the U.S. says was a North Korean orchestrated cyber attack on Sony Pictures in December over the movie The Interview that comically depicts the assassination of Kim Jong-un. Pyongyang has denied playing any role in the attack. Testifying before Congress, Assistant Treasury Secretary Daniel Glazer says new sanctions now being imposed against North Korea will allow the U.S. to financially squeeze specific agencies and officials involved in cyber terrorism.
And then once so targeted, we could apply sanctions with respect to any individual or entity who's providing them in turn material support or any individual entity that they in turn control.
Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Sung Kim says the U.S. is working more closely with North Korea's key ally in the region, one that is growing more concerned over Pyongyang's continued pursuit of nuclear weapons and its dismal human rights record.
I think what we have seen in our cooperation with China is that China is working with us more effectively and trying to stifle North Korea's dangerous activities.
South Korea has offered to meet with North Korean officials without any preconditions, but Washington continues to hold a hardline position, demanding that Pyongyang curb its nuclear program to comply with past international agreements before starting new negotiations. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.